Gracie?
Recently, I found that a couple of my patients who are over the age of 80 had a baseline ejection fraction of 85, 83, and I called my cardiologist. I thought it was a mistake at first because I had never seen such high EFs. But he tried to explain to me that it is because of their age and the ventricle doesn't contract as much. Can you expand on that?
Actually, that's something we probably should always discuss. And part of the reason we have been very careful in the cardiology community about using the word heart failure, we rather would use left ventricular dysfunction, because you still have a small population of these individuals who have heart failure but have preserved left ventricular ejection fraction. The most common cause of heart failure in patients over age 65 are patients who have normal ejection fractions, have pulmonary edema, strictly due to hypertension or aging. As one ages, the ratio of type 1 and type 3 collagen will change. The more brittle, less elastile types of collagen will be deposited within the heart. The heart becomes very stiff, and they develop initially diastolic heart failure. So heart failure with normal ejection fraction. Ejection fraction's over 70%. And what can be difficult about those particular patients, especially if they're going into any kind of regimen, is that we're fooled with the idea that because they're starting so high, they cannot develop heart failure. And they don't develop systolic heart failure, but they still can develop diastolic heart failure. That is, they develop bilateral pulmonary edema, they can develop lower extremity swelling, shortness of breath, looks, breathe, act just like systolic heart failure. Still needs to be treated essentially the same way with diuretics. You slow their heart rate down with beta blockers, use ACE inhibitors and ARBs. So it is a concern in those patient population.
So the MAGA scan in those patients for follow-up is going to be less dependent on the clinical outcome.
It is, and those where you get a lot more information is with the echocardiogram, because the echocardiogram can actually measure specific features of diastolic heart failure that you can track. And we now have enough information that there are specific parameters that can be picked up on an echocardiogram that will describe this diastolic properties. And when you add drugs such as bevacizumab, you will see this diastolic changes. When you control the blood pressure or you remove the bevacizumab, those changes will go back to their abnormalities.
Can you just explain more intuitively why you have such a high ejection fraction? Like, what's going on in the heart that would empty more?
Basically, it's a compensatory response to underlying brittle arteries. And the ventricle has to contract against a non-compliant vascular bed. And in order to do that, it overcompensates by increasing its force of contraction. Well, eventually, we all know, you lose a time where you compensate. And that's when they transition from diastolic to normal to abnormal, and their ejection fraction fall below 55%. That's a natural history of that.